My name is Catherine Pedretti. I'm 10 years old. Today's date is Sunday, January 1st, 2023. I'm talking with my dad at our home in Downers Grove, Illinois. We're going to be talking about Christmas and UFC boxing classes.
And I'm Tony Pedretti, Katie's dad, 46 years old, and today's host. So Katie, tell me about Christmas or the events or things you got that you liked. Or didn't like.
Didn't like. All right. So, what I really like is my fish tank. I mean, I got like it's a 3 gallon. I wanted a 5 gallon, but like I didn't get that. But still, I got a fish, but that first fish died.
What was his name?
Axel. That first fish.
What do you think happened to Axel?
He got too stressed out, but like. Like, after once he died, we had a water sample and put the dead fish in also in the water, and we gave it to the Petco person, and then they're like, the water's too soft, or it was too stressed out, but I'm pretty sure it was just stressed out, or it was just sick.
Yeah. From what I recall, as soon as we put him in the tank, he was pretty erratic, not eating, not chilling, like... The current guy we have, just kind of floating around and moving around, exploring. He was darting everywhere, hiding. He wanted nothing to do with anybody. So I'm going to go with, he was in bad shape when we got him, and or the additional stress made it worse. So that was a dramatic event when the next, not even 24 hours, I don't think, we got out of him. He was floating vertically, if I remember.
Yeah, like his gill got stuck in one of the, seriously, it was like inside its gill, and it was like sitting there, what wasn't even moving. I got him out, like I pushed him out, and he went to the top and started floating.
He just floated, yeah, and he didn't move at all.
No.
So I know that was pretty dramatic for you.
Yeah.
Because you were really excited about getting a fish, and the first one we got... Barely lasted 24 hours.
Well, the fish we have right now is Ace, and that's the name of it. And the type, like the last fish we had that died was a king male, and this one is a beta. It wasn't a glow fish. It wasn't a glow beta, but right now the type of fish we have right now is like a lunar flare male.
Beta. Also another beta.
Yeah. So, like, there's just betas for starters.
And the original guy, Axel, was white and blue? White with blue stripes?
No, like, white with blue dots.
Okay. I thought they were a little more pronounced, but okay, fair enough. And then this guy is blue with, like, orange stripes?
No, blue body, and then the tail, like, half of the tail is, like, the flare, kind of. The fin is, half of it's blue and half of it's like orangish, peachish, whitish, yellowish. I don't know.
He's got a bunch of little colors.
Yeah.
But it's mainly blue and orange.
Yeah. Yeah, the only orange part of it is kind of its head and its little nose part. The tip of its nose and the back of it.
And he seems to be doing much better the last few days.
Yes, he's eating. But the first time we tried feeding him was like these worm-shaped bites. He would eat it, but he would spit it out. Not like Axel. He would just not even touch it. He would just, like, be in the back of a tank all the time.
Yeah, Axel wanted nothing to do with anything. Yeah, he was not in good shape.
And we also have two snails. One of our first snails, Cloudy, it died. It also died. I don't know how all these things are dying. Like, what's wrong with them? Because, like, when we went there, we dropped him off. Cloudy, our snail, and he, like, the person, like pressed on it to see if he was actually dead. It was just, like, dead. She said it was dead. So, we got another snail. Currently, we have Hershey and Sunny. Hershey is, like two shades of brown. Dark brown for, it's, like, so, like...
You're talking about his shell.
Yeah, it's shell right now. He has a light brown like shell with dark brown like swirls on it, and then his body is like beige with red eyes, because when he comes out, I can see it. And then for Sunny, he's orange. Like they're both boy and girl, so I don't know if I could tell he or she. But Sunny just laid eggs, because apparently we learned from a Petco person that they said that they're boy and girl. They both make babies, so like they're like the same thing. So yeah, and Sunny's orange, and wait, his body is just peach, and his eyes, I never saw them.
Do snails, these type of snails, have eyes?
They do, because like they're like, you could see there's like they're like this. They go like they come out really, and then there's just like at the tip of that like thingy. There's like those like dots, and I believe those are eyeballs. And I also learned from a video, because they're showing a video of like someone had a snail. I don't know if it wasn't a mystery snail, but how they lay eggs is through their kind of like right here on their neck.
They expel the eggs through their neck.
Yeah, they.
Interesting.
I don't know if that's mystery snails though. Yeah, we have mystery snails right now.
Mystery snails?
Yeah, they're called mystery snails. I don't know why.
The breed is called?
Yeah.
The species is?
Yeah, the species.
Mystery snails? Why? What makes them a mystery?
We don't know. I don't know. Nobody knows.
Fair enough.
They're just called that.
So, two mystery snails, a lunar flare beta.
Yeah.
Have we discovered anything else living in the tank now?
Eggs.
Just the eggs?
Yeah, when Sunny laid eggs, it looks like poop. I thought it was poop, but then we went to my uncle's and auntie's house, and one of my aunties said that they were eggs. And once they hatch, they're going to be like, they look like dust. You can't even see them. He's like, you're barely going to see them. They look like dust in the water. But once Ace sees them moving, he'll eat it.
Especially the way we're feeding him now. We're not feeding him a ton. So yeah. I'm assuming he's going to be hungry, and those snails are not going to last long.
Yeah. I'm really hoping he eats, like, most of them, because I don't want to see a whole bunch of snails crawling in my tank, because that's going to overfill his aquarium, and then he's just going to die because, like, he's overwhelmed.
Why did you want a 5-gallon? What's wrong with the 3-gallon?
Well, because everybody has, like, all my cousins have 5 gallons, and it's meant for betas. They recommend 5 gallons, because we went to Petco. They always recommend 5 gallons.
They even said 5 gallons.
Yeah. And the one, what, like, the Dragon Skill beta I really wanted was also meant for 5 gallons. Every, like, it's recommended. Because, like, I think 3 gallons might be like the
minimum.
The minimum, yeah.
He seems to be doing all right. I'm like, he doesn't really move that fast.
Well, I'm gonna tell you the things that are in my aquarium. So there's this pineapple that you can swim inside, like a skion.
It has openings.
Yeah, it has openings. And then we have a leaf kind of bed for him to sleep on, but he sometimes sleeps on it though. He goes up to it and just, like, floats there, I guess. And then we have this, like, tiny, like, plant. Like, it's a green little plant. And there's this, we have this green, it's not spiky like our old one, but, like, it kind of looks like a flower, but it's all green. And then we have kind of like a rock with stuff growing on it, like sea anemones, mushroom type things, and like all those like stuff. on it, and there's like a tunnel in it, so he swims through it. He never swims through it, but he only just sleeps in it. He sleeps in the tunnel. He never goes through it.
Well, to be fair, it's only been a few days.
Yeah.
He's been exploring a little bit more every day. So, for example, I've seen him on that, like, what do you call that? Horizontal leaf
shooting? It's a leaf bed.
The leaf bed. I saw him there earlier today. He wasn't sleeping, but he was just kind of, like, hanging out there for... I hadn't seen him do that before. So he seems like he's still exploring different parts of the tank.
Yeah, I really... Because he never goes... He only... The only thing to get back there, by like, the heater's behind that thing. He only goes above it. He never goes through the tunnel. He only sleeps in the tunnel.
The pineapple tunnel or the arch rock?
The arch rock. So, yeah, on the arch rock, there's a whole bunch of many colors on it, like green, yellow, pink, white. And when you have, like, our tank can change, like, you can, like, for the lights, you could keep it off, which I will never do that because you can't even see the fish. But, like, so there's a white LED lights, like, LED. White LEDs. I call them LED because it's easier to say, but, like, that's whatever. Fine. And that's just for the morning. And then blue LEDs are for, like, our arch rock with all these sea anemones, they will glow with the blue LEDs on. So those are all the modes we can have on. And we have many different types of shades of blue for gravel. And then...
It's like a light blue and a dark blue gravel.
Yeah. My shades. All right, so... More things about Christmas. I got lots of calico critters. And I really like calico critters. I like how they're really small. But the most thing I love about them is that all their stuff is tiny. I personally love tiny stuff. I really like.
Tiny, like, figurines and characters?
I like... I really like... My personal favorite is, like, tiny, like... I started liking tiny foods and tiny things to interact. They actually, like, interact. They do something.
With the characters.
Yeah. So, because right now, say you have this really tiny calculator, right? But that actually works. But they're, I like those.
Do you have a tiny calculator that actually works?
No, I'm just for example.
Oh, okay.
Well, like I like interact something I can interact with.
Got it.
That's tiny. I really like tiny stuff.
So do you want? Are you just playing with them, like role playing, or is this to record, or just to display, or like what do you want to do with them?
All three of those things. I display them, but like we. Like, I don't know where to display them. I just, like, there's so many things. Like, I have too many calico critters, but, like, I'm going to get way more. Because...
Wait. Stop for a second. You have too many, but you're going to get way more.
Yeah. I have too many, but I'm going to get more. I don't care. Because I love building them, because they're, like, so tiny. They have all these, like, little accessories, and I really like them.
Is there a Calico Critters YouTube channel? Or is this what you're going to try to create?
There already is a Calico Critters, but I'm doing the Little Critters.
What's the difference between Calico Critters and Little Critters?
I call it the Little Critters, but, like, my YouTube channel, but there's a YouTube channel called Calico Critters, but I'm not trying to, like, steal their stuff. Like, whenever I search up the little critters, only, like, these books come up. These baby books come up, like, with these, like, hedgehog dude thing.
Is that actually Calico Critters, or is it something else?
No, it's something else. Like, I'm searching up my YouTube channel, and that's not even a YouTube channel. It just says, like, these critters are, like, doing something. And it's, like, it's a book. And, like... I don't know why. It's just a book. Many books.
Oh, they're like selling it on Amazon or on
No, like YouTube. I searched it up on YouTube. the little critters, and then on YouTube, there's just books. There's just recordings of books.
Okay.
And that's not even a little critter.
Like books on tape, books on audio. People are just reading the book.
Wait, no, wait. Wait, is he a hedgehog or is he a porcupine? I forget what he was. But then,
Wait, they're actually reading the book?
Like, no, like... Yeah, like someone's... Like a person's, like, reading the book, kind of. I haven't watched it, but, like, they're books. Because I know what they are, but, like, I never read them, though.
Like, I don't see that going viral.
No. No, seriously, it is. I clicked on their... They have so many views. Like, millions of views. I'm like, why... That's not that
And all they're doing is reading the book. In this video.
Yeah.
Interesting.
They're just reading a hedgehog porcupine book.
So this is something you want to do? Or is this a tangent?
I don't know.
Story.
I really want to get more calico critters. I only have like about 7 sets maybe. But like that's not a lot, but, like, it's still a lot, but I want more, because I want, like, Josh really wants, he wants the town, like, stuff that, like, many town stuff, he wants...
4 calico critters.
Yeah, they're meant for, yeah, like, calico critters, like, I don't know, like, stuff would be in a town.
Like, maybe? Accessory things, in this case, yeah. A theme. Set up for them, but you're only focused on the actual characters themselves.
Mm-hmm.
You don't care about all these scenery things.
Well, I know Josh is, but like...
I'm not asking about Josh, I'm asking about you.
No, I just really want to... What I want to do is take videos, and I want... It's kind of up because I like about scenery because there's lots of details in it.
So what's stopping you from taking the videos?
Well, because I opened up another channel.
On YouTube.
Yeah, but then I kept changing the name and I didn't realize I had... Like, I only was able to change it like 7 times. And then now I have to wait like 10 million days till like I can change the YouTube channel. And I like the name and I'm literally just dying to change it again.
So how about choose a name? One time and stick with it.
Yeah.
For more than
a I had to delete my days. Videos. Yeah. I had to delete
what?
I deleted my videos. I only had like a couple of them though. Because
the
I
new
had,
channel?
Yeah, because it's a totally new thing now because I had to delete I'm gonna do the same thing because like the characters are I'm saying a totally different channel name. I'm just like it won't go with my new channel name.
Your new theme.
It's,
I got it.
Yeah, it's a whole different thing. I kept like it did. I'm trying to do a cow, so I couldn't think of any names. But I said like the little moo or something like that. But now, because I just realized a whole bunch of YouTube. Because my name is gonna be Calfee. I don't know how to pronounce it like oh yet but like I don't know how, like caffeine you know but like I'm doing
is this the caffeine thing we were talking about the other day
yeah no like I'm because there's a YouTuber named like Dream and Jelly I forget they're all the names but there's Farzy and like they're just separate names they don't have like this like 1, 2, 3 or like plays There's they have one name. Just, that's it. Like, Farzy.
Are we talking about per character or for the channel?
No, like, for their channel. They just say Farzy, and that's
just
it.
Just a Farzy channel.
Yeah.
With no...
No plays or 1, 2, 3 or anything like that.
Nothing goofy
yeah,
to make it unique.
Yeah. It's just the name. He has lots and lots of subscribers. And I'm hoping I get that. Like... What do subscribers do for you? Will they give you money or something?
Well, remember, you hear a lot of people on their videos say, remember to like and subscribe and then turn notifications on. So why do you think they do that?
So they could see the videos that pop, or like the new videos. They could see all the videos.
So the notifications obviously notify you to let people know when they're on their app that, ooh, here's a new video. It's going to notify you, which is, as a user, very annoying.
This was just fake, but like it says, you better like and subscribe or the spider will crawl in your bed tonight. I was like, that's fake.
Why do you think they do that? What incentivizes them?
They want them to subscribe. But that would work on little kids, though. Little kids
maybe,
would like...
Yes. Why do they think they say that?
Because they don't want, like, they don't want the bad thing. They don't want that to happen to them. And they try to get them to subscribe.
But again, what's incentivizing them? What's motivating them to do that?
Like, the creator or, like, the viewers?
The creator. The one on the video.
Because they want money?
They get paid, yeah. Once you get up to, like, hundreds of thousands of views, you start making money on those views. Newer views.
I only have the most views on my the little critters is only 53.
This is what we talked about. If you want to rack up those views, you got to have something really unique. Not only unique.
I don't know what's unique. Like, everybody's doing something, but I don't know what is unique. I don't know. What haven't anybody done that I'm supposed to do?
It's got to be unique, and it's got to be a hook. Like, a lot of these videos you see are people just doing goofy stuff. Just being silly. Just to get the views. And not only that, they're producing videos almost daily. That's a lot of work. To create, come up with a concept, shoot it, edit it, and then post it. It becomes almost like a full-time job. So if you want to just do random videos, that's fine, but just realize you're probably not going to rack up that subscriber base and those views.
I have to make lots of videos to do that.
To keep up with all your users, all your viewers. So going back to Christmas, what else do you want to talk about for Christmas?
Well, that's really it. Should we move on to UFC boxing classes?
So yeah, we transition from 3 day a week, Monday, Wednesday, Friday, jiu-jitsu, to Monday, jiu-jitsu, Tuesday, boxing, Thursday, kickboxing, and the two boxings are kind of like overlapping. It's mostly kickboxing, and then Friday, Saturday, DUT. So what do you think about the transition off of
jiu-jitsu? I don't like, personally, the most thing that I do not like is DUT, because it makes my legs hurt really badly after I'm done.
Doing all the sprints and exercises? Yeah. But what about the new boxing classes?
I don't like... He's like... I only like some things that... Just swimming, hold on. Just about swimming, real quick.
Class? The Y class?
Not the class, but like, I would like to do free roam. You can do whatever you want.
Like when we do a family swim.
Yeah, I like that. Working out like that. I don't want to be told what to do all the time. I want to be able to do whatever I want while working out, just like swimming.
But let's be honest, are you really working out when you're just goofing around? You're active, which is somewhat working out, but it's not very structured.
But like what I'm always told to do, like you're not doing, it's also like goofing around. You could also be goofing around while, like you could work out, you could do everything that, you could do anything and that can count as being goofing around.
Okay. So what do you think gym should do during the class?
I don't know, because like the thing that motivates the kids is to do lots of games.
Motivates them or just kind of keeps you guys engaged? I wouldn't say motivation. It's more of a...
He's like, they get excited for the game, and sometimes we don't even do a game.
Are we talking back to UFC and jiu-jitsu?
Yeah, and jiu-jitsu. Sometimes we just don't do a game anymore because sometimes we just run out of time. We can't be spending all these, because all the children get mad that he said we would play a game at the end, but we end up not doing it.
Yeah, he gets involved into the session.
He needs to start setting times when to do stuff like
that. I thought he had an alarm. I've seen him, like, check time.
Yeah, like, when, like, if it's end of class, I mean, that's not, like, a timer. He just checks the time.
He doesn't do it during the class, for events during the class. He just doesn't.
He's, like, he needs to, like, take some times, like, when to stop or start doing things. Like, get organized with all your things we're going to do.
With the agenda for the day.
Yes, so we have enough time to do a game at the end. Because he just predicts that we're going to play a game at the end. And then we end up not doing it.
And the worst thing is setting an expectation and not following through. Telling you guys you're going to do a game.
Three times in a row of doing jiu-jitsu, we did not do a game.
Three times this year? That's not very much.
No, three times in a row. Oh. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. He would say we would do a game, and we don't do it.
Do you do games during boxing classes now?
In boxing classes? Yes. I believe.
Do you like kickboxing better or the regular boxing?
Regular boxing? We barely do any kicking in kickboxing. We do just punches. Most of the time. We barely even do any kickboxing. We don't even kick.
But during boxing, you kick?
They're both not kicking.
Like, it's mostly boxing.
Sometimes we don't even do any kicking. Like, we got to do some kicking. We can't always just...
Then we should tell them that. We should do more kickboxing. Or more kicking and kickboxing.
Yeah.
Anything else about Christmas?
No.
Calico critters?
No.
Fish?
No. About my fish. The good thing is that he's eating, not like accident. But about my fish that, my cousin Grace, she feeds their fish balls. She does it every day that he would eat. And their
how
fish.
How big are they?
How big?
Balls.
Like super tiny.
Like a pea?
Kind of like a pea, but like they're like small.
Got it.
Well, our grandpa, he almost overfed him. What's that? It means he almost died.
Ululolo?
Yeah.
Oh, that's when they were...
Yeah, he almost...
House-sitting their house. It was...
Yeah, so Ululolo almost overfed all of them. Like, he just put it in, like, a lot of it, and then he overfed the fish and it almost died.
Well, that's...
So this is, Grace had their fit, Goldie, they're on to their second fish already. Goldie lived, she said, 2.5 years.
It's pretty average.
For, like, I think they're, like, they had, like, a, for, Goldie's not even the gold. It was, Goldie was, like, a greenish, pinkish, purplish, bluish thing. And there was, like, no yellow in it. Maybe there was a little bit yellow, but, like, I don't think so. But, like, right now, their fish they have right now is pink and blue, and they named it Cotton Candy. Grace picked out the fish. And I also picked out the fish, too. Like, I don't know if Amelia picked out Goldie, but, like, Goldie already passed. They said they buried Goldie, like, I think they buried it next to a tree, so hopefully the root doesn't, like, they said, like, it was, like, a baby tree or something, so hopefully it doesn't, like, stick into the, is it going to get destroyed?
It'll break down. Anything else before we say bye?
No, there's nothing.
Nothing this year? Nothing the last few months?
No.
Nothing about violins?
No.
You don't even want to go there?
No.
All right, so we'll say Happy New Year.
Happy New Year.
And wish everybody a good 2023.
Yeah.
And then goodbye.
Goodbye.